Fall of the Roman Republic, 121 BC to 59 BC. The Mithridatic War begins in 88 BC. Now, this is a little short, but it's appropriate to get everything started because, yeah, remember, there's a lot going on. Rome is preoccupied with the goings-on back there, and, of course, the war between Marius and Sulla is about ready to heat up here, and Mithridates is just simply trying to take that position. So let's get into how he starts this. Now, remember, Mithridates had protested Rome's corruption and harsh policies through diplomatic lines, knowing it was a waste of time, but wanted to show that he had tried peaceful means before going to war. In 89 BC, Consul Manlius Aquillus, acting without Senate authorization, persuaded the debt-ridden Bithynian king Nicomedes IV to invade Pontic territory. But the Pontic army ultimately routed the Roman-led invasion. The main reason that Rome became embroiled in the First Mithridatic War was that the Romans had intended to get rich not by military occupation of the province, making it a new province of Asia, Asia Minor, but rather by, first of all, imposing steep taxes, and secondly, replacing local rulers with puppet kings, which, of course, is exactly what Mithridates was doing as well. They just wanted their puppet kings, not Mithridates. At any rate, after quickly dealing with Nicomedes' puny invasion, Mithridates invaded Pergamum, defeating the weak Roman forces in Pergamum and capturing Consul Aquillus. Mithridates paid Aquillus that the Roman consul had demanded for peace. In other words, Aquillus had actually said, "There's a certain amount of money that if you will provide it with me, we can work the deal out." In Aquillus's case, Mithridates paid him by pouring molten gold down his throat. Then in 88 BC, after his stunning victory over Aquillus, Mithridates unleashed a coordinated terror attack intended on eliminating the Romans from the entire area of Anatolia. In one day, in 12 different cities, at least 80,000 Roman men, women, and children were murdered. In Pergamum, in Ephesus, and other towns, the slaughter was carried out not by soldiers, but by the local common citizens who targeted the hated Roman and Italian merchants, slave traders, and tax collectors that had settled in Anatolia. So, as you can see, they were really well loved. The massacre wiped out the Roman presence in the region and caused a catastrophic collapse of credit in Rome. So, it's like a stock market crash when this takes place. But you can imagine all the money that they've been stealing from these people and how that was flowing back into the coffers of the other people running Rome. The conquest of Asia Minor / Anatolia, however, was not enough for Mithridates. Mithridates didn't believe his position in that area was secure unless he added Greece to his domains. Oh, there's always that allure of adding Greece. He knew the Greeks hated the Romans almost as much as the Anatolians did. So Mithridates sent his agents to Athens and other cities to champion his cause. Meanwhile, to show the Greeks his power, Mithridates sent his powerful navy, which had finally broken out into the Aegean Sea, and attacked the Roman trading center on the island of Delos, where he ordered 29,000 Roman merchants and slave dealers and their families to be killed. This massacre and seizure of property permanently destroyed the prosperity of the island of Delos. Now, Sherry and I, this year, we're on Delos. It's a beautiful island. I mean, the whole island is an archaeological site. So they only allow people to come in from 9 o'clock in the morning to about 5 in the evening, and then you have to get off the island. So when you make your tour reservations, and we simply just got paid to get on the ship, and we have to have a return time. So you pick a return time. We were there for 5 hours. We could have probably been there for another couple of hours because we didn't walk all the way over to see the amphitheater and the racetrack and other things. But we managed to get, Sherry got all the way up to the top of the mountain. I have terrible acrophobia, and we got almost to the top, and I had to take a 90-degree turn, and I couldn't do it anymore. It was hard enough for me to go down because there wasn't anything to grab onto, and the whole path, they have these, they look like marigolds, but they're all spiked. They're punk marigolds. If you fall into those things, they beat you up. But the view of the city and walking through it is just spectacular. And if you're ever on Mykonos, a lot of people go to Mykonos to party and whatever. Go spend one day on Delos and have a good time. So it was fun to see that. Sometime I'll do the traveling professor show and have Sherry and I do a visual recording of it. So anyway, let's get back to the situation that's going on. Now, of course, Athens at this point, after destroying Delos, decided that they would revolt as well under the leadership of two philosophers, Athenion and Aristion. Under their leadership, the Athenians overthrew Athens's pro-Roman oligarchic government, and was made common cause with Mithridates, whose general Arxelanus occupied the fortress and port of Piraeus. From Piraeus, a Mithridatic army conquered most of southern Greece, while another Pontic army also entered northern Greece. So this dangerous situation slowly rose from the ruins of Rome's social war. And that war dragged on for a while, but the Mithridates War will drag on until 63 BC, ultimately. This long war was due more to Roman civil strife, because after you finish the social war, then you have the war between Marius and Sulla, which of course began in 89 BC. So we're going to have to take a little time out to check and see what's going on. And by the time Sulla is finally able to take control, which is in 88-87 BC, Mithridates had added a new ally, namely the Sicilian pirates. So things are going to get really, really difficult for the Romans in the return. Now, the sources for this, Mithridates the Sixth and the Pontic Kingdom by Hoste, Foreign Policy with Mithridates Sixth Eupather, the King of Pontus by Leiden, and then an ancient warfare magazine, Volume 10, Issue 3, which is on Mithridates and the Mithridatic Wars. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. It's new. We fixed it completely up. Please come by and see it. And pick out a CD, which, of course, you can have as a MP3 file if you want to go that route, and all sorts of other stuff. So if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us as well. So thank you very much.